let's slither around the Caesar cipher. Caesar in Python is going to have the same to-dos as the Caesar problem in C. We're going to get the key from the user, get the plain text, encipher that plain text, and then finally print that ciphertext back to the user. The usage for the Caesar problem in Python is going to be very similar to the usage in C, whereby we pass in the key in the command line and then prompt the user later on for the plain text. So how do we get the key? Well, passed in the command line, we access that in C using the variable argv, and because it's an array, we access that at index 1. In Python, it's going to be the same, but in order to access argv, we're going to have to add in system, or sys, before that. Then, argv is a string, so we need to cast that to an integer. In C, we used the a2i function, and in Python, we're going to add int before that, and then the variable in brackets, and there you have your key as an integer. So the next step is to get the plain text. In C, we provided you, within the CS50 library, the getString function. Similarly, we also provide you with the getString function in Python. You just have to import the CS50 module. In this problem, we'll want to prompt the user for their plain text, and we'll also want to print back their ciphertext. We'll use the print function for this. Now in Python, it automatically prints something with a new line unless otherwise specified. So if you want to print something without a new line, then you'll have to add in a comma after the string that you're printing and put in end equals with two empty quotation marks. So now that you have that, let's talk about enciphering. The algorithm isn't going to change. For each character in the plaintext string, if it's alphabetic, then we'll want to shift that character by the key, preserving the case, whether uppercase or lowercase. Say I wanted to print out every letter of my name in a new line. Then if I have a string containing my name, Zamyla, then in a for loop, I could do as follows. For C in name, print C, where C is the iterator variable where each character is stored. Okay, so now that we have that, we need to remember that we only shift alphabetic characters and we want to preserve the case. In C, we used the isAlpha, isUpper, and isLower functions, and we have those as well in Python. Just make sure to check how to properly use those functions. Now we come to the Caesar formula, where we add the key to our plaintext letter and then modulo that result by 26. Why the modulo? Well, remember that we need to do an alphabet wraparound. So if I have the letter Y, for instance, and add the key of 2, then I want that to wrap around back to the letter A. But when we calculated this using our ASCII values, then we actually didn't get the right value. Rather, we found that we had to use our alphabetical index, referring to Y as 24, in order for that all to work. But then once we got there, we had to cast from the alphabetical index back to our ASCII index in order to print and display the right letter. So how do we go back and forth between ASCII values and alphabetical indices? Well, I bet you that in Python, you'll find these two functions quite helpful. Once you figure that out, you can successfully slither around your cipher. My name is Zamyla, and this was Caesar.